This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning, and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning. This is Love Keras on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. I hope you're all having a lovely Tuesday morning. And today I'm here with the lovely Kim Keeley. So we're looking forward to a nice little chat. So my name is Keras, and you may know me for my body work, massage. I've got a few clinics around the area, so I see quite a few people on a regular basis. Other people may know me for my spiritual work. I'm the artist and author of A Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing oracle. So, I'd love to catch up with you at some point, and you can see me at many spiritual fairs or markets around the area. And there's a monthly fair in Stratford and also in Inglewood. So, you might pop in one day and say hello. If you'd like to connect me on a one-to-one basis, the best place to find me would be on Facebook. Look up Love Keras. Alternatively, you can look at my website, lovecaris.com. So, anyway, that's enough about me. Kim, hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
How are you doing this week?
Great. Yeah, it's been awesome. Really, really awesome. Busy with work, but loving life at the moment.
And
things are going so well. It's just lots of things connecting and clicking together and, blessings, lots of blessings.
Just as it should be.
Yeah, it's amazing how much, you put your mind to something and bang, it happens.
Absolutely. Manifestation. Careful what you wish for.
Definitely.
Make sure you colour in those pictures.
Always. Always. I always have my box of crayons with me.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So some of you may recognise Kim's name. Or you may know her in better for an amazingly blue hair. Our Kim is known as the Lady in Blue. Tell me.
Yeah, Lady in Blue. I dyed my hair blue just after COVID lockdown. I decided that I was sick of the colour. It was a dark one, and I dyed it blue. Went to the hairdresser and said, do my hair blue. And at the time, I had been doing a Facebook Live and collab with a beautiful lady in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And she started talking, and she just used to call me my blue lady because of my blue hair. And, pretty much every time I connected with her, went live, she would say my blue lady. And I said, look, this is something like a tag name or something.
Yeah.
And I said, would you mind, could I use that name? And she said, yes, definitely. So most of my social media and my tag name is Kim Lady in Blue. And then I added the medium on. It's funny. People recognize me down the street. Oh, you're the blue lady. Pretty much because of my blue hair. And
tell me
it.
Something. Since you've started colouring your hair blue, have you noticed people react to you differently?
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing because I love working with colour.
Yep.
And having blue hair, you get stopped in the street. Oh, you're that lady with the blue hair. I had one lady, I was in getting some lunch one day, and she goes, oh, you're that lady in blue, aren't you? And she recognised not my face, but because of my hair and my tag name. So a lot of compliments, and it's really amazing because, people go, oh, I love your hair colour. I love, that you are quite outrageous because it is quite a, bright blue.
Oh, absolutely. It's beautiful.
And they go, oh, I'd love to do that. And I said, do it. Just do it. don't stop yourself from, you know, restricting yourself. And
people who know me for my bright hair. Normally, you know, I've been through a lot of shades. I started off with a bright red, but before that I was blonde and then I was dark. And I tell you what, I always felt really insecure and self-conscious with my hair a normal colour.
Same.
People would stare at me and look at me and I'm like, oh, what's the matter with me? What's wrong?
Yeah.
And then the day I changed my hair, I went and bought a box dye and it was pillar box red. And I used it and then people were still staring at me and I was like, oh, wait, oh, yeah, I got red hair.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It really is.
It is, because I dyed it back to sort of like box black.
Yeah.
And it made me feel, it's funny how, you know, colour can have an impact on you, but I felt really, not depressed, but my energy level dropped.
Yeah.
Because I had dark hair. And after about a couple of months, I went, nah, I can't do this, and went back to the blue. And tell you, my whole energy outlook and everything just totally changed.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's amazing how, you know, a colour can make you feel.
So, I got to be honest, yeah. When I was living back in Wales, I was spoiled. I had an amazing hairdresser and she knew just how to cut my hair. She knew the colours and we got my hair in such an amazing condition and I felt really happy. But I've not been able to find anybody since coming back to New Zealand.
Yeah.
So I'm on the hunt. if there's anybody out there who knows an amazing hairdresser who's really good with long hair and bright colours.
Colours.
Yeah.
It's amazing because the line of work I'm into now, being a support worker, you know, some people don't remember my name, but they always remember
your hair.
Oh, you're the lady with the blue hair. And I've got one client who actually calls me Blue Head because, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, if you don't remember my name or my face, they'll probably remember, oh, you got blue hair.
Yes, so, exactly.
You know, it does make it a difference and it makes me feel good too.
It really does. And, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's just the hair colour,
yeah.
But the difference it makes to you and how you feel about yourself
definitely.
Is 100%.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Oh, that's awesome. So thanks for saying hi anyway as a quick introduction.
Thank you.
And I'm going to play a song now. And what better to finish that little tale about than Cyndi Lauper, True Colours.
This world makes you crazy. You take in all you can, then you call me up, because you know I'll be there, and I'll see your true colors shining through. I'll see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let it show your true colors are shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful like a rainbow.
And yes, True Colours, absolutely perfect song to follow that little chat we just had to Kim. And I love the way that the songs reflect of what we've just been talking about as well.
Yeah, definitely about showing your true colours.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people sort of, when they approach us, or like you're saying, you know, you're bright red here and you're orange here and me with them blue, you know, when people approach us, they remember that with the colour, but it's also the energy that we shine, and we are showing our true colours.
Absolutely,
you know?
And there's one word that sums all that up, is authenticity.
Yeah.
I love it when people are not afraid to be themselves. And that's another thing I enjoy about this, is talking to so many people with so many different mindsets. And that's because of they are authentic beings being true to themselves. I love meeting people that think so differently. I may not agree with everybody, but I certainly take their viewpoint into consideration.
Yeah, definitely.
So now I'm curious, what made you, Kim, how did you start upon this journey, and why did you feel that this was the road that you wanted to go down?
Basically, when I was a young girl, probably about 7 or 8, I was living in a very small Waikato country town, and a lot of Māori people were around. I was very much part of that community, and just the energy from being with them and everything. I used to go to the marae and with my girlfriends, and then one day I just heard my name called, like, very clearly. It was like, Gam! And I went, but there was no one around, and I started feeling things. It was like really, like, you know how you hear someone say, well, walk over your grave, or hear back of your neck stand up, or you get goosebumps or stuff like that. It was coming really, really strongly, especially when I was on my own or around the marae, because they're very open to spiritual things, working with, you know, spiritual energy, or the wairua as we know it. And I just started knowing things, and I was like, why am I knowing this happening? Probably when I was about 9, I saw this, well, it's sort of like an energy shaping sort of thing. I call it an energy. People probably know it as ghosts. Like, you know, I saw something walk past in the corner of my eye.
Yeah.
That was happening quite a lot. Where I was living, and I would not see clearly, but I saw things moving. As I said, it was an energy shift. Well, ghosts. I saw ghosts. Yeah. And I started hearing a lot more clearly, not conversations, but bits and pieces. It didn't sound like my own voice, like, you know, how someone says, oh, you're talking to yourself. Well, yeah, I was, but it wasn't in my own voice. So I would start getting bits and pieces of conversations, and I really didn't understand it at the time. But it was, and then just through the years, I just, you know, started picking up things and knowing sensations.
Yeah.
We all have the ability to have intuition, or just knowing where did this thought come from, where did this feeling come from. And it just started getting stronger and stronger. And after my dad passed, that's when it really kicked in, the feeling and knowing. I'll be standing next to somebody in the supermarket, or, you know, sitting on the bus going to work or something, going, what's this, you know, feeling this other person sitting next to me, and I'm like, there's nobody there. And I was like, whoa, what's all this about? So it was a bit scary because I didn't know where to go with it. But I started looking into spiritual groups, and yeah, from there it just became a lot more. And it's all about your psychic senses, which are really, really heightened.
And also the support that's around you at the time. I was around about the same age. I was 9 year old, and I have got no memories before I was 9 year old. This is my first real memory. And I was at a park, a playground, and a busload of kids had just arrived, and we'd all run off to go and play on the playground. My mum had gone off for a cup of tea because it'd been at least an hour since she had last one. While we were playing in the playground, I noticed that there was a slide just around the corner, just out of viewpoint. And while all the kids were messing around on the equipment that was right in front of them, I said to my friend, quick, let's go and play on that while we're quiet. And I was only a wee dot. And she was a faster runner than me, so she got there first. And I was standing by the side waiting to have a turn, and the slide fell over and landed on my legs. I couldn't understand how I was able to get one leg out but not the other. Turns out I'd broken my leg. And my good leg was trapped under the slide. My bad leg was flying around doing its own thing. So I sent her off to find the adults. And when she was away, a figure came out of the bushes, and he was as real to me as you are sitting there right now. But he was talking to me, and his lips wasn't moving. And I was like, oh, this is a bit weird. And he was also dressed really weird as well. He was dressed in an old dirty clothes when everybody, this was the 80s, man, everybody else was wearing shell suits and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And all I could hear him saying was, you'll be okay, the adults are coming now. Mm. And I was like, yeah, but I'm stuck. Yeah, but you're okay. I said, I think I've broken my leg. Yeah, I think you have too, but you'll be okay. The adults are coming to help you. And I said to him, well, you're here now. Why can't you help me? And he gave me the smile and walked around. All this was in my head, mind, this conversation. He gave me a smile as he walked around to the other side of the slide. He lifted it up enough for me to get myself out of danger, shuffled my butt back on, sat on the grass. And then he put the slide back down and he pointed. He said, there they are. They come in. I turned my head to the left. Couldn't see anybody. From my head to the right to say, and he's gone.
Yeah. Children see it. That's one thing that, I get quite often asked is like, was it an imaginary friend? Was it, you know, was I imagining it? But it was, to me, it was very real. And it is very real.
Well, if it wasn't for the fact that I was stuck under the slide with a broken leg.
Yeah. So
I would have thought it was imaginary too.
and that's something that over the years I sort of thought, I did go to the religious side of things, but then, you know, I was looking into different aspects of spirituality, understanding why I was hearing, and then I started seeing and even smells, with all your senses, and they're just so heightened. But for me, the one that really kicked in was the knowing that there's something going on without figuring out what it is.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That knowing is incredible.
It is. It's amazing. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. That's really cool. So, what are you doing yourself these days then? Where can people connect with you and find you?
I'm on most social media. I've got Facebook page, Kim Lady in Blue Medium. Instagram. I've got a YouTube channel where I have connected with other psychic or spiritual people across the overseas.
Yeah.
A beautiful lady in Canada I've connected with. I have got a TikTok channel, but I don't go on it as much as I want to. I do a lot of spiritual fairs.
Yeah.
I want to join you.
We work together.
I was very involved with the New Plymouth Spiritualist Church for a while. I was actually the president just after COVID. That was amazing. And Stratford. But people can just contact me mostly on Facebook. And
what's your Facebook page?
Kim Lady in Blue Medium.
Okay, so, I will link you up to my Facebook page so people can find you.
Yeah, definitely. And I do personal readings face-to-face.
Yeah.
I do.
I had a reading the other day. She's awesome.
I try. I do try. And also I, connect with people through the fears and things like that. I can do it through the video call overseas.
I love the fact that we can connect with people, that we don't have to sit together face to face, because the energy just goes through the wavelength. So even if you're on camera to camera, it's still as interactive and accurate as
Definitely. Yeah, that's something I found when I was working with this lady in Canada.
Yeah.
Two different time zones and two different, southern and northern hemisphere. And we were getting people from all over the world trying to connect. And, I just could zone in or just tune into that energy. And it was amazing. And it's very humbling to actually be able to connect in that way.
It is.
Yeah. So
thank you for telling your story.
That's all good.
I know it's hard to talk about yourself at times.
Yes, yeah.
I'm just me.
I'm just me, but hang on, why am I, that's something that people go, oh, what do you do? What do you do in your spare time? And I sort of go, So now, years ago, it was something that I was a bit afraid to say and, saying, oh, what do? Well, I talk to dead people. I see dead people, from the... It's from, but it's true, because I do actually connect with, I don't want to say dead people, but spiritual energy.
Yeah.
Animals.
Yeah.
Animals, that's where the mediumship kicked in, and that there's your grandmother or your best friend standing next to me, and being able to smell the perfume or cigarette smoke and say,
I wonder how many people listening today talk to their animals and don't realise that it's telepathy.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I've had, when I've given a reading, I've had spirit animals, past love, animals from loved ones and, come through. I had this big golden retriever come and sit next to me and drop a big wet sand-ridden tennis ball in front of me, not figuratively, but I saw him, and he sort of went, okay, he wanted his mum to throw the tennis ball, and she absolutely went, oh my goodness, that's something we used to do all the time.
Yeah.
So things like that, it's quite amazing to bring
incredible.
Through.
Absolutely incredible. Well, thank you for sharing.
That's okay.
And our next song is going to be picked by our darling Kim Keeley. So what song would you like?
To Where You Are from Josh Groban. This has a very, very beautiful meaning to the song, the lyrics. It came on the radio about 2 years after I lost my dad, and it's from Ellie McBeal. TV show, so people probably would recognize it, but the song is, listen to the words, because it's when we lose someone dear to us, a loved one, even though they're physically not here, they are still around, and this song says quite a lot to where they are.
Thank you.
Who can can't say for certain. Maybe you're still here. I feel you all around me, your memory so clear. Deep in the stillness, I can hear you speak. You're still an inspiration. Can it be that you are mine forever, love? And you are watching over me from up above. Fly me up to where you are beyond a distant star. I wish upon tonight to see you smile. If only for a while to know you're there. A breath away is not far to where you sleeping here inside my dream. And isn't faith believing all power can't be seen? As my heart holds you just one beat away, I cherish all you gave me every day. 'Cause you are mine from up above. And I believe that angels breathe, and that love will live on and never leave. Fly me up to where you are beyond the distant star.
Oh, wow, that brought the emotions up. True. Oh, whoa, let's start that again. Get some energy up here. Thank you, Kim. Thank you for sharing that one.
It's all good. Yeah, it was a very powerful song. When I first heard it, it was just after my dad passed. And, you know, it's true. Even though your loved ones is no longer around, they are still around. They're still there.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm just getting goosebumps thinking about it, because it's almost like, yeah, you know, we as living beings, we breathe, but the energy from spirit, from loved ones, you know, you could feel their breath sometimes or know that they're around. So, yeah, that song's pretty powerful for me.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Oh, right. Talking about loved ones and energy and how all that works, we're going to have a little bit of a card pull now. I've got my card with my deck with me. So it's peace of mind, and my energy is all about bringing peace of mind to the soul and connecting the human with the ego and everything. We can only change what we, our perspective on things. So to me, it's all about looking at the bright side and moving forward in that respect. So I'm going to give my deck a little shuffle now and see what comes out, eh? Oh, and right here, we've got a few cards that have jumped out to us. So any more? There you go. One more. There you go. Right. So the cards that have come out is all about trusting your connection with your inner being. Now, there's an interesting conversation I've had recently, and I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that because the way I tell things is about storytelling. I can only connect with what I understand, as can you. Everybody can only see things from their own perspective. I've always known that I've had a guide with me, and I've just called him Fred. And Fred is a little voice in my head that's been around forever. And when people ask me questions, I don't think about the answer. I literally just open my mouth and the words fall out. And when asked how I do this, I just say, well, it's just a connection that I have with my inner being. And I let them talk now and again. So when we were chatting the other day, me and Fred, and he turned around and said to me, you know, my name's not really Fred, eh? I said, what is your name? And he said, let's be frank. So I've now actually met my spirit guide, and his name is Frank. And the cards that have come out is trust in the connection. Trust in the connection with your own inner being, and they will be able to let you know what is the right thing for you. The cards are on the table, ancestral wisdom and releasing your blocks. Believe in yourself, believe in who you are, believe in who you need to be. Be who you need to be, because there is nobody else like you. And to be honest, wouldn't the world be a boring place if we were all the same?
It'd be like black and white, you know, watching something so black and white without the colour, like, you know, all the colours of the rainbow. It's that cool song that I think Pocahontas sung about colours of the rainbow. But it is about, you don't want to be black and white. You don't want to be boring and the same as everybody else, because it would be just like watching, you know, oh, this is so boring, without going through life exploring the wonders of who each other is.
Yeah.
And definitely, I mean, we all have unique talents and abilities and everything else. So, yeah.
And that's what I love about talking to people and having a conversation, you know. I love diving in deep and finding out the nitty-gritty, if you hadn't already noticed.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, so it's all about trusting yourself, and when you get an idea to do something, if it feels good, follow it.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're suggested something and it feels good, follow it.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel scared and anxious, stop and think, is this really for me? Is this what I want to do? Is this what I need to do? Or am I just having anxiety about doing new things? Because that's pretty scary too, eh?
Oh, it can be. For me, you know, over the years, this phrase keeps popping up all the time. And lately I've really lived the phrase, and that's TTP, which is trust the process.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to trust it. If, you know, we've all got that gut instinct, and being very aware of you going with your gut feeling and going, okay. I mean, it's common sense and, you know, general safety absolutely. As well. But, you know, if it feels right, you listen to that intuition saying, you know, oh, does this, you know, say, I want to go skydiving. I'd love to go skydiving and jump out of an aeroplane.
Would you?
Oh, I love it. I'd rather jump out of an aeroplane than go bungee jumping, because I trust the process. It's just, you know, this is just an example. But you've got to put that trust in somebody else, like the aeroplane, the parachute, and then jumping out. But, you know, if it feels right, then go for it.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people nowadays are not listening to their own inner self. And another phrase that I use quite often is,
what makes your soul sing?
Yeah.
What makes your soul happy? You know, does that, is that little child inner voice going, I want to go out and play, I want to do something, allow it to come through.
And that's the secret, eh, is connecting with your inner child again and following that joy, because we had so much imagination as children. Imagination is a word that's been placed on what we do.
Yeah, very much so. That's, yeah, they're like, oh, you know, you've been questioned about the abilities that we have, especially, you know, in the what we call the woo-woo community.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you're a witch or something like that. Well, no, I'm actually just who I am.
But yeah.
I've allowed my senses to be really heightened. You know, it is about that trust, trusting your inner intuition. We all have a Fred or a Frank.
Yeah.
We all have our inner voice or higher self or whatever you like to call it yourself. For me, it's, you know, it's sometimes it's just, it's Kim, Lady in Blue.
Yeah.
I'm still Kim as a physical person, but then I do listen to my inner voice. Sometimes it can get me into trouble.
Yes.
But, you know, other times it's like, okay, trust the process. Does it, you get that intuition of knowing, you know, or should I say yes or no, or, you know, go with it? Does it feel right? I've also learnt that anxiety and excitement have the same feeling.
Oh, yes.
That butterfly feeling in your stomach. But it's just a, you know, it's about learning which one is the right one to go with.
Yeah.
So TTP, trust the process.
Yeah, man. And because living the life this way is not, it's not an easy journey. And we come up with challenges all the time.
Oh, definitely.
I've done so many things in my life that people would turn around and say, oh, my God, how can you do that? I've reduced my life to a suitcase full of clothes six times.
Yeah.
I've emigrated to the other side of the world and started life again from a suitcase full of clothes.
Yeah, definitely.
So for me, that's okay, because I had the trust.
Trust.
That everything would work out okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But just because it's something that you wouldn't do, it doesn't mean it's wrong for me, and vice versa.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that I've got certain rules when I do this. As long as I'm harming nobody, which isn't always the process, but first of all, as long as I'm not harming out of malice, you know, sometimes people get hurt because you follow your own rules.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's just a way of life. You have to put yourself first and you have to fill your own cup.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. It takes a lot of energy, especially the type of work that we do. You know, for me, being a medium and psychic, you know, using psychic abilities, which are all your senses, it does take a lot of energy to bring out certain messages. But I keep saying, you know, it's very humbling to be able to pass on a message from a loved one or, you know, something like that, and just say, hey, they're okay, they're all good on the other side. And, you know, as I said, you know, I could have been treated like a witch or, you know, I'm devil possessed or something like that. But I trust it now. I trust, because I had a lot of self-doubt.
Oh, my God, yeah.
A lot of self-doubt about, you know, should I say this? Should I not say this? And
I hid it for a long time.
So did I.
The time when the story I was telling you earlier on about being trapped under a slide as a 9-year-old and the ghost, the spirit, lifting the slide off my leg, that gave me two perspectives. Because I was a young child, nobody believed that I was hurt. And when the adults did come along, they tried to make me walk back to the main reception area where they could find my mum. You know, Keris is crying, you better come and sort that out. But it wasn't until we got back to the reception that they realised, when my mum took me in the bathroom and pulled my pants down, that there was a dinner plate bruise on my thigh. So that was the first time they believed me that I was actually hurt and something had happened. They didn't realise how to the extent of the injuries until they took me to the hospital and the fracture was discovered and I spent 6 months in a wheelchair. In the UK, we take people to court for doing naughty things like leaving slides unattended when they should have been cordoned off, yeah? And they were told that I may have had to go on to give evidence and under no uncertain terms was I allowed to say to the judge that the ghost lifted the slide off my leg. Which I can understand, you know, I can understand the theory behind that thing, but I knew full fact what happened. And I learned from that day on that I had to hide my gifts and hide my abilities. Now, it wasn't until I came to New Zealand that I actively started opening up and figuring out what was going on. In fact, being single was the best thing that ever happened to me because I had nobody else to confuse my words in my head. My life was full of narcissists. Everybody had their opinion of what I should be doing, what I should be thinking, what I should be whatever. And it was the only time that I had peace in my mind to actually listen to what spirit was trying to tell me, and that enabled me to trust in myself, trust in my guides, and do whatever was right for me. And you know what? The only time things went wrong in my world was when I give my power to other people. So yeah, it's interesting that, you know, the cards that came out are all speaking that same story. So if you are going through a little bit of confusion at the moment, all I ask is to take some time, trust in yourself, trust in the words that are coming through, and believe in magic, because magic is amazing. All right. So let's have a little bit more music then, eh? What song would you like us to play now, Kim?
It's another Josh Groban song called Granted. When I first heard it, it was quite powerful. You know, the lyrics in it, it's like every breath you take is like don't take it for granted. Some of the lyrics are, you know, if you find your light, then go and shine and things like that. Sometimes we do take what we have in our own lives for granted. That's something that I've experienced with being able to talk to the dead, you know, passing on messages, because a lot of people, oh, you know, when I'm sitting doing a reading or something like that, they sort of, the person or the loved ones who's still on this plane, you know, are they okay? You know, they want all those answers. And 9 times out of 10, the answer usually is, we're fine, you know. Yeah. And a lot of people sort of get that, oh, I should have said this, or I should have said that, or I wish I was there.
Oh, woulda, shoulda, coulda.
You know, shoulda, woulda, coulda. And that's why this song is very powerful for me. It's like every part, every moment, don't take it for granted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's very pretty powerful song for me.
I love that. Thank you very much.
It's okay.
Have you ever felt it could all go away if you blink? If you never stop running, you won't fall behind. So you think, and you wonder in your heart, you still are who you are, who are you? Nothing's as it seems till it all falls apart. If you have a dream, go chase it. If you feel hope, don't waste it. If you find love, embrace it.
listen to your heart, just listen to your heart and nobody else. So go find out who you are, only you know who you are, who are you? 'Cause all you have to lose is your best life, yeah. So go ahead. If you have a dream, go chase. If you feel hope, don't waste. If you find love and grace, never take a single breath for granted. The story is yours, go right. Tomorrow's undecided. Our days are counted on this planet. Never take a single breath.
That was amazing. I love these songs. And I don't necessarily listen to these songs myself. I'm always introduced to music. And that's why I love asking people what their favourite songs are and what they mean to them, because that's how I collect music in my own. And I am actually, all the songs that come and play on my show, Everybody's Choices, they're all going on a Spotify playlist, and I will share on Facebook. And yeah, so yeah, you're listening to Ceres and Love Ceres on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And we are chatting with Kim Keeley, the lady in blue. So we've just got a few more minutes to before we can, well, we're going to check us off the show. No, they're not. But our time is running out, so we're just going to have a quite quick little chat about what's going on in the coming up weeks. So this weekend, we've got the Wellness Fair in Inglewood, and both Kim and I will be there.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's always a pleasure to work with Ceres, especially at the fairs, because, you know, we bounce off each other and, you know.
Absolutely.
It's like we don't suck out each other's energy. It's like we recharge each other and, you know, we get together with other like-minded people and all the different modalities of working with spiritual energies in different ways.
And to be honest, we are so busy talking to clients that come for readings.
Yeah.
Or I had to take my massage chair as well. So I'm a mix between readings and massage. But even though we don't necessarily have time to sit and chat to each other, sometimes we haven't even got time for a cup of coffee. But it's being in that energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's how that room connects, all the minds connects, and you get a buzz from somebody sending you a smile.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a, I sort of like it, like a massive whirlpool, you know, you start stirring up the world and it just, everyone feels that energy. But also it's about networking too, because, you know, someone might go, oh, you know, such and such who might do a massage or past life readings, or for myself personally, like, you know, connecting with loved ones and things like that, or
yeah,
someone who like Keris with her amazing cards, you know, she can use them for everyday situations. You might have a question, or, you know, I just need some clarification or just some guidance. We're, you know, and working with Keris, that's, you know, we bounce off each other.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, we connect, like someone might say, oh, you know, I want to talk to my granny or my mum or something, and they might come to me, or, you know, one of the other readers, or,
yep,
you know, it's about networking, and it's amazing to have that facility to come together.
And of course, share. There's the opportunity to wander around and,
yeah,
find nice little sparkly things to take home.
Always sparkly things.
There's normally a pretty good selection of crystals and soaps and handmade, yeah, creams and, yeah, lotions. And,
you know, others are there selling their homemade good, you know, incense.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
stuff like
I do believe the girls from the apothecary are going to be there this
time.
Oh, that'll
be awesome. Yeah, amazing, yeah, amazing.
So that'd be cool. And also the girls from the Stratford Fair as well.
Yes.
They're going to be there as well. They've got Earthly Sensations are going to have a store there as well.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing because we all come together in a space that we're not competing with each other,
yeah,
but we're also, as I said, it's about networking and
collaboration.
Yeah, and we bounce off each other. It's like, hey, how are you going? What are you up to? Because I said, you know, we all have different modalities and different ways of using our gifts.
Yes.
So, you know, for me personally, it's, I don't always ask for a reading, but every now and then I go, hey, Keris, can you do your card pull? So, yeah, it's always good. And it's
really
always nice to hear from somebody else beside your own,
yeah,
in a voice.
And, of course, it's nice and close right down the doorstep as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's always a benefit. I could even walk there if I really, 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 really want to.
Inglewood Town Hall, yeah. It's brilliant.
What time is it starting? 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
On Saturday?
Saturday the 16th,
yep,
of August.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, you know what they say? Be there or be square.
Yeah. And bring your family.
Absolutely. So I hope you've enjoyed us chatting today. And next week I'll be chatting with Nell from Remedy Health and Wellness Centre. So for now, we're just going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for connecting with me today. And I really enjoyed your company, Kem. Thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing me to come on. Yeah, it's been a privilege, and really hope people reach out to touch base with you. And
yeah,
if anyone is interesting, I'm just going to plug myself here.
Yeah, go for it.
If anyone is interested in a reading, please look up my Facebook page, Kim Lady in Blue. There is some videos of live sessions that I've done online, and also just a blurb about what I can actually offer. If you do want to reach out to just get some clarification about certain things, I use different variety of oracle cards. But also, yeah, if you want to try and reach out with mediumship, just a also disclaimer, I can't always guarantee that that loved one that you're asking for will come through, but we can try.
Absolutely.
And it's about connection. So, yeah.
There's never any guarantee with these things.
No, never guarantee. But, yeah, thank you. Thanks for letting me join this wonderful radio program, and it's been amazing.
I'm loving us just getting to hang out together.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
There's always an excuse behind everything.
The two crazy.
It's purely selfish reasons.
And the ladies with the coloured hair. It's always nice. We get us together and our colour shines.
So, yeah, if you'd like to have a little bit more information about what's going on, again, my name is Keris. This show is called Love Keris. You can find me on lovekeris.com or find me on Facebook. There's plenty of ways to get in touch. Facebook is probably the best option. So, yeah, thank you very much for joining us today. I hope you all have a wonderful week ahead. And maybe we'll see you on Saturday at the Wellness Fair in Inglewood at the Town Hall. And until then, catch you later. Love you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.